inside a minute left. He plays on, goes inside to Wilson. He blasts it. Collingwood with players back. Lob, Cameron, they're all down there. Stevie J time. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that was it. That was the end. GWS 102, Collingwood 99. Broke their hearts, but GWS, they keep winning, which is fantastic. They did have a loss. Had a couple, but they're going nicely. And a man who made his debut, Daniel Lloyd, he joins us now. Daniel, how are you?
Good, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How was it last year? You picked up that rookie draft contract, didn't play last year. From all reports, showed the promise that got you that game on the weekend. Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it was a special day, especially because of the, you know, the type of game it was. It was a very intense game, and yeah, it made it that much more memorable, I think, just having that sort of game. And yeah, I know last year was a bit of injury interrupted year for me, and I just took it as a had a developing year, and started this year really well. So I'm just glad I finally got an opportunity, and yeah, it was just a great game to be a part of.
Well, you're never going to forget your debut game, are you? What a thriller!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll never forget that. No way.
And isn't it, you know, often say that big names are made in big games, and you got a bloke like Stevie Johnson kicking that winning goal. It's not just a fluke they find themselves in the right spot at the right time, is it?
Nah, it's definitely not, especially for Stevie. He managed to make something out of nothing a lot of the time. So he knows where to be at the right time, and when the big moments come, I think it's handy having someone like him inside.
I just want to come back to you and the debut, really, mate. You've been around for a long time. You've certainly got life sorted. You're married. You've got two kids. And do you sense that it's really the right time, given the maturity you've got?
Yeah, definitely. I think my story is a little bit different than most drafters, but I think definitely it's helped me in being a bit older and a bit wiser and having a bit of life experience. It's definitely, I know, Matt, put a different perspective on football and having a family now. And yeah, I reckon it's definitely an advantage for me, being a bit older and a bit wiser and not being young. And yeah, it was just a great decision for me and my family to move to Sydney to try this journey, and it's slowly paying off, but AFL journey begins now.
Yeah. A goal and 16 disposals, I think, Daniel, that you would have been happy with that. Your contribution was significant.
Yeah, I definitely was pleased to get my hands on the ball. You know, I always was worried about, you know, not playing my role and not doing my bit for the team. But yeah, it's just about playing your role and doing what's needed. And I think I ticked that box.
Yeah, and as a teammate, how's it all travelling? Are there any concerns in the way you guys are playing at the moment?
No, I think we're just chugging along at the moment. Definitely a lot of areas we need to improve on, and hopefully in the next coming weeks we can improve on those areas and towards the back end of the year get going.
Fantastic. And that was the club's first ever win over Collingwood. I mean, it's always good whenever you beat Collingwood, but you had to have the first ever one was significant as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a little bit of driving factor for some of the boys here, knowing that they've been here for 5 years and they've beat them. So, and the game speaks volume on how the boys went about it. And Collingwood put up a good fight, and it's just good to see us come out with a result.
And your wife works at the club?
Yeah, she does. She just works out in the office area. So the day I found out, it was only a short walk to go and tell her. So, she enjoys Sydney and enjoys the lifestyle.
Yeah, she might have known first. You never know.
Yeah, it's possible.
little sway there, a bit of influence.
Hey, mate, the game up, you're from the Central Coast. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
So what's the comp like up there?
Yeah, it's a developing comp. I think from the time I started in it and to the time I left, it has definitely come a long way. It's definitely a lot stronger comp now than it was 5 years ago. But
yeah,
it's the Central Coast and Newcastle comp. So I think there's about seven or eight teams in first grade. So yeah, it's pretty strong comp.
Yeah, AFL do a good job, mate, in the country, Daniel. Yeah. I went back to my hometown Wagga Wagga, and I know it's a bit of a feeder for you guys, but yeah. AFL are very active in the country areas.
Active everywhere.
Yeah, they are. We got. I know we got, well, last year's cropper draftees are all from out that way, so we got a few players here from there. They do breed good footballers, so yeah.
Mate, 4:35 Saturday afternoon will be the bounce of the ball. Now, you guys are expected to knock over Richmond, but you know that's easier said than done, quite clearly.
Yeah, I think the competition's so close these days, and you can't really tick any box until you're out there and play the way you want to play. So we'll just go in with a plan and hope to go the line. Yep.
Well done, mate. You should be very proud of yourself, and I hope you play the rest of the season. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Daniel Lloyd and the GWS boys are going nice, and it's great that he can make his debut. He had a good game too. 25 years of age, that is a bit rare, isn't it?
A lot of hard work there.
They come in late teens, early 20s, but 25. And sometimes, mate, you debut at the right time, and he sounds very mature.